I'd note that that's out of order. We did have a one strike policy. I'm not going to ask everyone to leave tonight, but if something like that happens again, we will.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to address the nation regarding the surge in crime across the United States. New York Republican Congressman John Cato believes all this began when the defund the police movement started last summer.
We need to refund police, not defund them. And look what's going on in Portland, for example. Shootings are up over 100%. Murders are up 566% since they started the defund police movement. If they think that they're just going to pass a few gun laws and everything's going to be fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Lots of tropical moisture in place will be acted upon with the weak front. And again, that'll be touching off some shower and thunderstorm activity, mainly with the heat of the day coming back tomorrow. Overcast tonight, mostly with a chance of a thunderstorm. Then likely activity coming in through the day tomorrow, at least once or maybe twice. In the afternoon highs tomorrow approaching 90. We'll get under some peaks of sunshine finally, with scattered afternoon storms and showers mostly Thursday and Friday. Each afternoon's highs of 90, heat indices of lower to mid-90s.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's Tuesday, so it means it's our special show of the week where Tony and I talk a little wrestling. What's going on, Tony? Are you there? Hello, hello. All right. Well, I don't think Tony's here. So,
hello.
There you. Now I can hear you. There you are.
Ah, perfect, perfect. How are you?
I'd hear that. So we took a week off last week, and there had been a little bit of stuff going on, and I think the biggest news the week previous was Samoa Joe, who had been let go in the April firings from WWE. He got rehired to go to NXT.
Yeah, surprising. A little bit of a downgrade, maybe, but maybe not, because I feel like he has a bigger chance of getting his shine at NXT, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and here's the thing, like, you know, it's worked out better for Finn Balor going back to NXT and Ember Moon. And I think it'll be the same thing with Samoa Joe because, you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the ideas that's happening on the main roster. But, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, as all the great things that Vince McMahon has done, I think right now Triple H is doing things a little bit better and a little bit more coherent at NXT.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's also lower stakes, which means I think they get away with having a little bit more fun than they do in, you know, Dad's house.
Right. Yeah. That's a very good way to put it, at Dad's house. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess he's taken on the he's like the commissioner's enforcer role or at NXT, which, you know, it's good for him. I would still like to see him back in the ring though, because I think he has a lot to offer. He cuts really great promos and he's great in ring. But it's another case I believe too where Vince just doesn't know how to use some people because he's not the classic beefcake looking dude. He's not 6'8" and ripped. You know, he's a thicker dude, and that body style is not typically what Vince likes. You know, there's been a few exceptions, of course, over the years, Mick Foley being one of them. I think Triple H has a better idea of what to do with him and give him his opportunity to really shine. And hopefully if he ever does go back to the main roster, then it works out better for him. So.
And on your note of what you were saying about Vince just not knowing what to do, is like, it's under his nose sometimes. Did you watch Kevin Owens?
Yeah.
That was a great fight. That was a great match. It was so much fun to watch. But all of his content is always consistently so good. It's so good. But we're seeing a lot of the same stuff. But I think we're going to get to that in a little bit. Yeah. Back on Samoa Joe, though, I'm very eager to see what he does next. And I hope the NXT welcomes him back with open arms.
I hope so, too, because, like I said, he has a lot to offer. And, I like to see him in more of the heel role. I think that's really where he excels. And, with him being the commissioner's enforcer or whatever, it's going to be a little bit more heelish, I believe, than anything else. And I'll put it this way. It kind of got me back into wanting to watch NXT, and I hadn't watched NXT in a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You love to see a good villain, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, is you want to see somebody, you know, if you're a heel, you want people to pay their money, you know, pay for a subscription service now, but, you know, it used to be pay for the pay-per-views and things like that, to see them get their ass kicked. That was what the whole point is. And if that, you know, if you were doing it right, that's how it went. You know, it makes me think about watching the A&E biography with Roddy Piper. Like, he thrived on being the bad guy so much so that his leather jacket that he always wore was lined with Kevlar because he'd been stabbed so many times by fans.
That's a classic move. I love hearing just like stories about just wrestlers' lives. They're
right.
Like, they're either weird people or they're so normal it's weird. I love that there's no in between.
Exactly. And, at the same time, he knew that he was getting over if people were that upset with him and thought it was real like that, to the point where they had to stab him, then yeah, he's
yeah, absolutely.
He was getting the job done. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about SmackDown and Raw and AEW, and then Hell in a Cell pay-per-view happened last weekend, which it wasn't too bad. But again, WWE can't stop tinkering, can't stop. So
they'll figure it out one day.
I hope so. I hope so. All right. We'll be back with more after this.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road the driveway follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining in. I'm a white light blinding bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you
join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And Tony had to step away for just a minute, and he'll be back. He'll be rejoining us very shortly. So until then, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened last week on AEW Dynamite, which has been airing on Friday nights due to the NBA playoffs going on. And overall, again, you know, I've really enjoyed what they've been doing on a weekly basis. This week, they did something a little different. They had actually had an MMA rules cage fight, which Jack Hager was involved in, and he does also fight in Bellator MMA, which I believe he's 3-0 in. But he had a match with Wardlow of Pinnacle.
And it was cool. I thought it was something different. It's something that we don't really get to see. And the most important thing was that it was entertaining. You know, it wasn't the same old regurgitated thing every week in, week out. Doing something a little different. Of course, Jack Hager won. And so now him and Wardlow have both defeated each other once. But I thought it was cool. It was interesting, and of course the Pinnacle got involved, and then the Inner Circle got involved. So that feud is more than likely going to continue on, I would assume, till the next big pay per view for AEW, where there can be some type of resolution to it, and they can move on. Another good match was Darby Allin in a handicap match against Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. Page and Sky did defeat Allin, but again, Allin continues to put on great matches week in, week out. And, we were talking a little bit in the first segment about in WWE that Vince only, it seems like he has a type, that these guys have to look like. And, Darby Allin certainly wouldn't fit the mold for those things, but he consistently puts on good matches. He's not too bad on the microphone. I think that would probably be the area where he could use a little bit more polish, but that should come the longer that, the longer that he does it and has more time, TV time. And I think that once all that comes together for him, he's going to be a huge star in that in this business. Orange Cassidy again puts on another great match and continues to beat Cesar Bonini. And there's AEW is basically doing the opposite of whatever WWE is doing. And their main attractions, their main stars aren't people that normally fit the mold. I guess they would be considered more the quote unquote indie type of wrestlers, but it doesn't really matter because A, they're putting on great matches, and B, they're entertaining. And they're all given an opportunity to be them, and I think that's where it really helps, and it really gives these men and women an opportunity to excel. And it's like a few weeks ago CM Punk was talking about coming back, and he said that he didn't really know if he's needed, and that just because somebody, at one point in time liked him doesn't mean that they will now. And he compared it to going to an ice cream shop. And, just because you like this flavor this one time doesn't mean the next time you go in that you're going to, that you don't want something different. And, that's kind of where I'm at with AEW is, it is something different. And, it's just nice. It's refreshing. And again, like we talked about a long time ago, that they don't insult people's intelligence. I don't feel like, the language is a little bit more adult on AEW. And I think that's necessary. They're not trying to, make it a PG show. But it works. But overall, just it was really good episode. The main event was a six-man tag with Penta and Eddie Kingston and Frankie Kazarian against Matt Jackson of the Young Bucks and the Good Brothers. And great match, entertaining. It seems that almost every match that they're having, it they deliver. And I was just telling, and Tony has rejoined us now, live and in person.
Wow, BJ, you're prettier on the phone.
I know, right? What I was talking about was comparing AEW to like what CM Punk had talked about a few weeks ago about, if he returned, he didn't know how, he doesn't know if he's needed, because it's like going to the ice cream shop that, just because you mm-hmm. like this flavor this time doesn't mean you're going to get something different the next time. And I kind of think of that as like that's kind of where AEW comes from, because we were talking in the first segment about not fitting the mold, like the Vince McMahon mold.
Yeah, you're talking about Darby Allin, who, yeah. When you said that, I immediately thought of CM Punk. Yeah, they're pretty similar.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where there's something different, and it's just refreshing. It's refreshing to see these folks get their opportunities where they probably wouldn't get an opportunity had they be in NXT or WWE, truthfully.
Absolutely. So, you were talking about the MMA fight that they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch AEW, but I've heard all about this MMA fight. It's been on my list of things I need to watch.
Yeah.
It just sounds awesome. And that's like what WWE isn't doing. They're not taking chances. Cool. Mm-hmm. I don't care who can wrestle, who can fight. I want to see that. That sounds awesome. And it's just, you're never going to see that at the WWE.
No. You know, and the thing I thought of the whole time was like, they opened the show with that, with the MMA fight. And, you know, they have the octagon set up, and then they took a commercial break, and they did a backstage promo that lasted a couple of minutes. And by the time they came back, the octagon was gone and the ring was set up. I'm like, damn, that's fast. Because it's live, so, you know, there wasn't any, I don't believe, I'm assuming it's live on Fridays. It's live on Wednesdays, so I would think. But
unless they get that pre-record benefit, you know?
I don't know. I mean, but they got, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. They had, you know, they have an audience, so.
Either way, killing it.
Yeah, I mean, that was still cool. And so, yeah, I think overall, man, I think they just keep, they keep knocking it out of the park. And now I think they're only going to get better with all those releases that WWE did. They're going to find a way to use somebody like Ruby Riott or Braun Strowman and Aleister Black, who from all indications is that he's going to AEW.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think so too. Although there is a little bit of rumor that that WWE might want him back, but if I was him, I'd be like, nah, I'm
so
good.
So flippy floppy. You know, and you were just saying about AEW and everything, and compared it to WWE, and I feel like wrestling is a lot like punk, and it's a lot like any other like underground subculture like that, where it's like. I'm going to talk about goths for a minute. So yeah. Hot topic, you know?
Yeah.
You could be a hot topic goth. Sure, whatever. I love My Chemical Romance. They are so good. It doesn't hit the same as Fugazi. That's the real punk, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can find the good stuff on the commercialized sugary stuff like WWE, which goes for the shock value, hot topic core stuff.
Mm.
But it's going to be the underground, more or less known stuff where you're going to get the good stuff. And that's going to be AEW.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a place for all of it, but right now it just seems to be that AEW for me is like, wow, like I'm entertained from start to finish every week that I watch it, and I'm not skipping through stuff like I do when I watch Raw or even SmackDown, even though SmackDown I believe is better right now. But yeah, I don't find myself being bored at all watching AEW. And I think it helps too when you have the voice of wrestling, Jim Ross, calling the action every week too. That helps.
I love that.
So, all right. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Hell in a Cell, and then we'll talk about Raw and SmackDown. You're listening to the Something to Say Radio Show. We'll be back right after this.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by DoorNext, just voted one of the Food & Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Olio Olio. It's an Italian phrase, and it means garlic and oil. This is among the simplest of pasta dishes, served tossed with a sauce made by cooking chopped fresh garlic, parsley, and crushed red pepper in olive oil until fragrant. In this house, we had some Italian herbs. It's found in Italian restaurants everywhere, particularly in the South. It has the reputation of being a poor man's dinner, but this should not be taken to besmirch either its goodness or its popularity. Pasta Olio Olio is known in New Orleans as pasta bordelaise.
Join my wife, Marianne, and me for the Food Show every weekday from 2 to 4, right here on WGSO.
WGSO. From the Buca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO.
Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor John Bel Edwards has vetoed Senate Bill 156, the bill to prevent transgender athletes from competing on girls' sports teams in schools. Governor Edwards says his bill was a solution in search of a problem that simply does not exist in Louisiana. He added that discrimination is not a Louisiana value. No word yet if the legislature will hold a session to override the veto. However, Governor Edwards has signed legislation that would help prevent employment discrimination against those who were charged but never convicted of a crime. New Orleans Representative Matthew Willard says under his bill, a business cannot request a background check for an applicant if it did not lead to a conviction.
And if a business receives that information of a background check that didn't lead to a conviction, they're supposed to ignore that.
Willard says his bill is a step towards banning the box for private sector employers. LRN.
Did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? Now you can enter to win cash. Four people will win $100,000 with one lucky vaccine recipient winning the grand prize of $1 million. Under 18, you can win one of nine $100,000 college scholarships. So get the vaccine and take your shot at $1 million. To enter, visit shotatamillion.com or call 855-453-0774. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Domestic abuse is not often talked about, but help is available. Domestic violence is behavior that controls and isolates you. Call the Louisiana Domestic Violence Hotline. There is no obligation or judgment, just advocates like me, ready to assist you with safety planning, protection orders, housing, and other services to help keep you safe.
Take the first step towards a better future. 888-411-1333. It's free, confidential, and available 24 hours. 888-411-1333.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Only in New Orleans, you know what that means. In the Bon Temps Roulette, they say Le Bon Temps Roulette. Only in New Orleans, you know what that means.
right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show, wrestling edition. We need to come up with a good name for the Tuesday night show.
Yeah, I got nothing. I keep thinking about it, and I
can't come
up. If you guys have a good idea, give us a call.
Yeah.
504-556-9696.
Yes, and, you know, keep it at least PG, whatever you call it, and give us what you think the name of the show should be. We could have really opened up Pandora's box on that.
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown Friday night, and we kind of alluded to it in the beginning. It got it was a little strange considering that Rey Mysterio, Roman Reigns for the WWE or the Universal Championship was supposed to happen at the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, but instead they decided to have it on Friday night.
Still entertaining.
It was.
Not complaining.
No.
Just have questions.
Yeah.
But I think it all lies in the money, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so too. And
maybe they got the Hell in a Cell venue by the hour.
Maybe. But, you know, and it could have been something to try to entice more people to watch the quote-unquote pay-per-view on Sunday by, you know, but, I mean, if you're going to do that, that's one of your bigger matches. You know, it still doesn't make sense.
Arguably the biggest. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Probably to just give a little bit more attention to some other acts instead of making it the Roman Reigns show.
It could be, yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Either way, it was awesome. Roman Reigns got to be a heel. He got to throw some people around, got to do the bad guy thing, and poor Rey Mysterio. I love the guy.
It gave me flashbacks of when the NWO threw him into the tractor trailer back in the old WCW days, like a lawn dart.
You know, I got to say, Rey Mysterio has probably one of the most, like, iconic, prolific careers in the WWE. He is like the number one iconic luchador. I can name a couple others, but none that stand out even anywhere close to Rey Mysterio. He is the blueprint, but that man has been through some stuff.
Yeah.
Has been through some stuff, and it's not just him. His son is getting it. His son, they found the perfect way to get rid of him. They said, all right, you don't need to wrestle anymore. Let's just eliminate you.
Right.
And they brought in the big dog. But poor Rey Mysterio. He got it.
Yeah, and it was a good match. Like you said, it was entertaining. And
absolutely.
And Roman's little quote after he beat Rey Mysterio down, and then he said Happy Father's Day, as it goes to black.
Heart. Yeah, you said it reminded you of the NWO days, but it reminded me of I don't know if you watched Game of Thrones, but for those of you listening who watched, it reminded me of Oberyn Martell versus the Mountain in Trial by Combat. It's just like, dude, you're getting it. You're a small guy. You're getting it. That's cool. That's cool. Do some more acrobatics.
Yep.
Should wear a helmet instead of a mask.
Right. And let's see. Also saw the debut of Commander Aziz when he tagged with Apollo Crews against Big E and Kevin Owens. Crews and Aziz came out on top. Now, I like the heel turn of Apollo Crews. Now, this is where I'm starting to have a bit of an issue because now, magically, in the last few weeks, he now has a bit of a African dialect. Like, he sounds like he's, like, literally from Africa now, which was not the case, and nor is it the case.
Yeah. You know, if that's, like, the angle he wants to go for it. WWE just does some questionable things sometimes, and I think
like Kofi Kingston originally had a Jamaican accent. That's what I was looking
for. Yeah, the accent. Yeah. But, I mean, Kofi Kingston is Jamaican, though, and he does keep up the shtick, and that's great. It's good for the culture, you know? Mm. But the WWE as a whole, they don't do representation in ways that are appropriate. Instead, they would rather appropriate and do it in ways that are for entertainment value. It's almost like the representation is a gimmick. And that being said, it's also like what you were saying about who their main people are. Sure, you can look at like people like The Rock and Roman Reigns, and that's one family. You can talk about like the Polynesian aspect of it. But for the most part, it's a bunch of white dudes. We have like Shinsuke Nakamura, who is a wonderful talent. You don't see him getting the coverage he needs. And it's just kind of par for the course. But that's the exact angle he wants to go for. That's all him, but it's all him, you know. But as long as you're like delivering in the ring, you're delivering in the ring.
Yeah, I mean that's what's important, and he certainly, you know, he was another person that was underutilized, I believe. But Commander Aziz, I thought was, I mean, he's exactly what they need. They need that that giant, and it just works. It works, and it also lets Apollo Crews continue to be like the cowardly heel. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But someone's got to do it, I guess. But at least he delivers, though. And his matches are far from boring. Mm-hmm. And they're entertaining. And I love to see Big E and Kevin Owens literally anytime they wrestle.
Yep. Absolutely. And then, let's see, what else did we
have? The Battle for the Crown.
Oh, that's right. The Battle for the Crown.
Shinsuke and King Corbin.
Yep. Shinsuke came out on top. So now he's the king.
He is. You know, you love to see it. Very talented man.
I'm glad to see them at least find something for him because he is so talented and another case of being underutilized. And, you know, with this, and we've talked about it before, I think the language barrier is really where what's kind of held him back a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And that's definitely an obstacle. But, you know, it's just teaming him with the right person.
I think so,
too. Teaming him with the right person. And I know you can't just, like, go to the store and get a really good wrestler who speaks really good English and Japanese. But, I mean, there's got to be some way to overcome that. And I feel like, well, WWE's proved they don't have really good creative, so I'm not going to go there.
No.
Yeah, but it's just a matter of good writing and whether or not the WWE can actually do that.
Yeah, so that takes us into, and we'll probably have to take a break here in a minute, but that takes us into Hell in a Cell. And do you want to, we could just take our break early, and then that way we can come back and give us a little more time. We'll talk Hell in a Cell, and then we'll also wrap it up with what happened on Raw, and that'll wrap it up for the night. Sound good?
Hell yeah, brother!
All right, we'll be back with more after this.
When I was young, I was so full of fear. I hid behind anger, held back the tears. It was me against the world. I show that.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit, volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
We
are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
We are the nowhere generation. We are the kids that no one wants. We are a credible threat to the rules you set. A cause to be alarmed. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation.
Oh. All right, gang, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. And we talked about SmackDown, we talked about AEW, now it's time to talk about the big pay-per-view from the week, Hell in a Cell. And overall, like, this is probably, we talked about WrestleMania Backlash, which was the last pay-per-view that they did, which we thought was better than WrestleMania.
Yes.
This was better than both of those.
Yes.
Probably put together.
Absolutely, and it's getting me really excited for Money in the Bank. I feel like the momentum's just going up, and... Mm-hmm. Man, I hope they don't drop the ball come SummerSlam.
I hope not. It looks like, you know, with it being at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, that, you know, they had a live audience for WrestleMania, but the build-up for it probably wasn't what they wanted.
Yeah, promo's important.
Yeah, and so now I feel like they can, with them going back on, out on the road here in the next few weeks, they can start building things the way that we're all used to, and then... I think SummerSlam is going to be bigger than what WrestleMania was.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, man, Hell in a Cell was awesome. It was just good matchup after good matchup. And, you know, I keep thinking about it, and it's kind of okay that they didn't put the Roman Reigns-Mysterio fight in there because it was great. It was great. It could have been too much going on. But all these matches, most of them are faces we've seen before in the ring, but they were all peak performances, performances. Let's talk about Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. I think that was the one we were both talking about over the break that was just fantastic. You just love to see two big dudes just that are talented just go all out, and it was awesome. You're talking about Drew McIntyre and about how he lost and how it's really tough. He can't just challenge Bobby Lashley for it unless, you know, magically he gets Money in the Bank, whatever, you know, if he's going to be opportune. But I don't think he will, and it sounded like you didn't think so either. You sound like there was a long road ahead for him.
I think so. I think that the outcome of this one was pretty much what I thought it was going to be. Now, the story they told to get to the outcome was fantastic and far better than what I expected. They really did a great job. But, you know, of course, MVP getting in the ring and costing Drew McIntyre. You know, both come out smelling like a rose. Bobby Lashley holds on to the title. Drew McIntyre now cannot challenge for it again. So now with live crowds coming back and you can have that build for him the way that it that he deserved the first time that he won the title at WrestleMania, what was it, 36? But he did it in front of no fans, and it was kind of, you know, it's not the payoff that you want for somebody. Now he's got to have this underdog fight story, almost like Daniel Bryan.
Absolutely.
Where then when it comes time, when he finally does get his opportunity to get a champion, get the championship back, which he will, because that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a good, huge payoff for it. Now, I can see where this, where I think this is the best case scenario. Plus, you have Bobby Lashley now who can, there's going to be some other people in that picture now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby Lashley, I think, as a champion is a little silly. His whole, like, out of the ring persona is, it makes me giggle. I love the harem.
It doesn't make much sense, but yeah.
You just compare Drew McIntyre to Daniel Bryan, and I think that's a very good comparison. But I think Daniel Bryan was limited a little bit because of his size, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it'd just be like that. I'm 5'7", and, you know, like, I'm confident, but there's some things, I stay in my lane. Drew McIntyre, though, is a heavyweight. And we were talking about the Vince McMahon thing, and he fits that mold.
Oh, absolutely.
Drew McIntyre is like, he lost, but he's primed for a great redemption story. Speaking of another really good match, and how earlier we were talking about sometimes they just have good stuff right under their nose, and they just don't really pursue it correctly because it doesn't fit that mold. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, not the best match of the night because there are a lot of good ones. But that's not saying anything bad about it. It was a great match. It was super entertaining. Sure, their whole like thing is a little cyclical. It's the matchups, whatever. We see it often, but it's because it works and it's fantastic.
Oh yeah,
both of them great in the ring, great out of the ring. You watch a match between them, and you're never going to be bored.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they've been doing. I mean, they're best friends, and you know, outside the ring. Actually, I think that Sami Zayn is the godfather to Kevin Owens' kids, but. You know, they've been on the indie circuit together for so long and Ring of Honor, and you know, they've had this match 1,000 times, and that's why it looks so good when they do it, because they know exactly what to do.
The chemistry is there.
Yeah, it's you know, it's always, they talk about like having the right dance partner. Well, those two are fantastic dance partners.
They're like a good band.
Yeah, they really are. Like watching them, it's seamless. It's always believable that, you know, the heat's always believable between the two of them. It's always good, and it always delivers. And I'm, you know, it was nice to see them, you know, if you're gonna throw a match out there, all day, put that one out there.
I think there's like two types of rivalries out there. And I think that there's more like a, I feel like when I say rivalry, a lot of people think it's like competitive and I don't like you. But I think there's like another type of rivalry where it's like super friendly and it's competitive for the sake of watching each other glow. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what they have. It's that like perfect, like, I see you doing good and that makes me want to do better because like, bro, just I want to stay on the same wave with you. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think that as long as they keep that going, they won't ever have trouble getting work.
Absolutely not. And then Bianca Belair versus Bayley.
Oh, another really great one. Another really great one.
You know, I thought about it too. Like after the matches, it was really good. It's a hell of a match to start the night with because then you got to follow it. Yeah. You know?
I love seeing Bianca get creative with her hair. It always makes. Yeah, absolutely. Every time I see in the match, I'm like, oh, there it is. And it's never disappointing. Kind of wish Bayley would have won. She's emerging as one of my favorite female superstars right now. I love her in and out of the ring. But, you know, I'm not complaining. Both great matches. Cesaro, though. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. Cesaro definitely should have won that, in my opinion, at least. I think they're poising Seth Rollins to kind of emerge as dominant. I think at the end of the day, when they give Roman Reigns that big challenge, it's gonna be Seth Rollins. But I think Seth Rollins will first emerge as the power couple of the WWE when Becky Lynch makes her return. That is my big guess for Seth Rollins.
They tried it. They tried it for a hot minute.
Yes, but now they have a kid.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, and I don't know. I know they're supposed to be. They're engaged, so I assume they're gonna get married at some point. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it depends on Seth's character, I think, because I don't think there's any changing her character whatsoever ever again. You know, her with the man persona.
Oh no, she's the man always and forever.
Yeah, she it'll have to be Seth, which is pretty cool in a lot of ways because it doesn't happen like this in most instances. He's going to have to bend to her will. And kind of, you know, he can't be the whatever he is now, like the all about the drip and the swag and all that.
Yeah.
It's that I don't think is going to mesh with Becky Lynch's the man persona.
So you're saying when mama's home, that chicken better be thawed.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how that goes.
What you think about Alexa Bliss? Hot or not? The match, not her. We all know the answer to that.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay. It got a little goofy. It's just one of those things where, you know, there's been so much suspense about what exactly is going on, and this has been going on for 2 months with us, you know, the viewers not really understanding. I think they need to shed a little bit more light on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And other than that,
do you
far
think they're
as
missing the mark?
What's that?
Do you think they're missing the mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they're close?
I think they are close, but you've got it's a very fine line when you do that supernatural gimmick, because you got to go almost like The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it was over the top, but it worked.
Yeah, I think they're looking at the dartboard they're just missing.
I think so, too. The whole idea of her, like, controlling Nia Jax during the match, like she mm-hmm. was a voodoo doll.
Mm-hmm. Good move. But the delivery. There's just some things that don't translate well in that medium.
And truthfully, a lot of that could, you know, I kind of put it on Nia Jax, too, because how believable is she making it? You know?
Yeah, fair enough. She's probably, that's not my shtick, that's her shtick.
So. Right? It's only going to be as good as Nia Jax can make it for her.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But other than that, like, I liked the viciousness of Alexa Bliss with Shayna, because, you know, let's be honest, Shayna Baszler has an MMA background, and if this was the goddess Alexa Bliss, there's no way you could make it believable the way that match went. Shayna should have wiped the floor with her.
Yeah, and I think that using Hell in a Cell to kind of debut this new spooky Alexa Bliss in the ring, it was just not wise. You had so many opportunities to show her on a normal, like, exhibition match, and you just didn't choose to do it. You waited until Hell in a Cell, and it looked goofy. It looked goofy.
Yeah.
But hopefully, Money in the Bank will be a lot better.
I hope so. And, you know, truthfully, you're right. Like, she should have had a squash match on Raw 2 or 3 weeks before this.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you get her in there with somebody that nobody's even heard of and let her go crazy.
They didn't even use her every week.
No, absolutely not. And I don't know what happened to Lily, but she's gone too. Where was she at in the whole scheme?
Who knows?
Yeah. It's, you know, again, it's they're spitballing, and I appreciate the ideas, but you got to have the right follow through.
Maybe they should hire someone from AEW.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk more wrestling, and who knows what else we'll talk about. But we'll be back. Stay tuned. Roland's up next with Noletown Bible Study, and until then, we're just going to play Gloria.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide